Now, Ruth Roberts, co-owner of Cogs Toys and Games, joins us in Studio 6. Good afternoon, Ruth.
Hi, Ray.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And you entered Studio 6 laden down with board games. Some of them I've never seen before. I'm really excited about this. We asked you to go through what you have on offer, and we've given you various categories, which we'll come to in a moment. Tell us a bit about Cogs first.
So we're 11 years in business. I opened it with my brother in 2013. We have a shop in St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, and we're also online at cogs.ie.
It's a labour of love.
We love it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We're just so passionate about play. I'm a teacher originally and I have three small kids. So I really, really do believe in the power of play. And I think what sets us apart is that we've stuff for babies right up to adults. Like my dad's nearly 80 and he's still playing away. So,
which is important.
Yeah.
We sort of drift away from play as we get older, don't we?
Yeah, and it's so important. It's probably more important than ever to keep your mind active and get off screens and get off your phone and have some fun.
That's
most importantly.
It. Be silly.
Yes.
Be silly. And Christmas is a great time to be silly.
It is indeed.
So I'm just wondering, because board games, when people think board games, they immediately go to Monopoly, don't they? Now, so something like Frustration, for example, which was big in our house when we were growing up, is that... That's a board game as well.
That's a board game as well. And just as it's funny you mentioned Monopoly, because I actually hate Monopoly.
You hate it?
I hate it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anyone really enjoys playing Monopoly. it takes too long to play.
Yes.
The rules are too complicated. No one ever actually agrees on the rules of Monopoly. And then someone kind of starts to win early on and everyone else kind of loses interest then. So if your last experience of playing board games was Monopoly, really you have to go in and check out what's on offer, because...
Okay, I'm intrigued now because I want your opinion on other games then. The Game of Life.
The Game of Life I don't love.
You don't love either, right?
No.
Okay. Colditz.
Colditz, I have not heard. Colditz?
Colditz, it was a prison. We played it as kids and you had to escape from the prison. Do you not remember that?
I don't remember that one.
You're far younger than me.
No, I think...
What a ridiculous game, anyway, to escape from you were a prisoner of war, a prisoner of war, and yet to escape from Colditz.
Oh, God, that sounds hardcore. Yeah. Serious for the little kids. Yeah. No, games have become so much more fun. Like, in particular, what I see is that they're quicker to play.
Yes.
The rules are simpler and they're just more accessible.
And there's sort of, they're physical as well as mental. So you need to be quick, as you say, but you're doing something.
Yeah, yeah. So what I see is kids love the action games. So, you know, lots of kids can't sit still or wouldn't have the concentration or wouldn't enjoy a real serious kind of game where they have to sit down and be quiet. So lots of games now they're kind of challenge games. So one that's really popular is a game called Chicken versus Hot Dog.
Yes.
So do you know the kids love playing that bottle flipping game?
Well, you try and land it so they stay standing, yes.
Yeah, so that's essentially what that game is. But you have a chicken and a hot dog. Right. They have a suction cup on the bottom. They look very funny.
So in the wrong hands.
Yes, exactly. We won't mention any more about that. But so you get a card. So you might have to flip your chicken, but it might have to do two flips before it lands. Or you might have to do it with your non-dominant hand, or you might have to spin around. So my lads love that game. You know,
or else, because I watched a little bit of a video on it. So you may have to flip it in the air first, catch it, and then flip it and land it on the table.
Yeah, yeah, or flip it behind your back.
And it's more likely you're going to be successful than with the bottle. Because it has the sucker.
It has the sucker and it's weighted nicely as well. It's not as light as an empty plastic bottle.
Oh, well, one person used the chicken, the other person used the hot dog, is that it?
And you're playing in teams.
Right, okay.
Yeah. The team games are great actually too for kids.
One that I loved for its simplicity and something that has always fascinated me since I was a kid. Firstly, that thing is magnets, and the game that uses magnets really effectively is a game called Cluster.
Yeah, Cluster is very popular again
and
this year.
It's very straightforward.
So simple. So that's the kind of game that's popular now, that you can carry on a conversation and you can be tipping away playing the game, but you're off your phone. So with Cluster, you're given a certain amount of magnets.
Yes.
And there's a rope and you're just placing your magnet inside
the
rope.
So there's a circle formed by the rope, which is about, I suppose, a foot in diameter, 30 centimetres.
Size of a plate, So on your turn, you place a magnet inside the rope.
Yes.
And then everyone just goes around placing their magnets inside the rope. But if your magnet attracts another magnet, you have to pick up the two magnets or however many magnets you attracted, and then you win them. So the idea is to be the person who gets rid of their magnets first.
Okay, so if you put in your magnet and something sticks, would you have to take that up?
Yeah.
Yes, you don't win them. It's a punishment, really. Yes. Yes. So the object of the game is to get rid of all. Oh, yes, exactly. Very good, yeah. Very good. Yes. Yeah. And it's just in a bag, so you can carry it around.
Yeah, a great very travel one. But yes. People really do like the simple games.
Yeah, yeah. 30 seconds. We played that last Christmas. That's a good one.
Yeah, and I love 30 seconds because it's Irish as well. I love. Yeah. Recommending the Irish games. And loads of people probably have 30 seconds already, but this year they've brought out a booster pack. So if you have 30 seconds in the press and you've played it for the last 10 years. And you kind of know the cards off by heart at this stage. The booster pack is a nice one just to freshen up the game.
Okay. And there's another Irish game that Claire Byrne did last year and it sold very well. Antiques.
Antiques, yeah.
Antiques. That's different. Sorry. Antiques.
It's a great one by Gosling Games down in Cork. So they've taken like little bits of loads of games. So there's a bit of general knowledge. There's a bit of kind of acting, charade-y things. Right. There's team challenges. So that's a great one for kids 6 and up.
What does it say about me when the one that attracted my attention, because there's ads on the telly, was fill your pants. So you have these oversized wife fronts, right, in bright red or bright blue, and then you have the challenges to go and get things around the house and shove them down your pants.
Yeah, there's so many games like that now. Right. Yeah, yeah. Granny's Knickers, they're another
one. Oh, is it right? Granny's Knickers. Okay. And you've what a life. So you go to fairs, toy fairs all over the world, all over Europe, I suppose, and you're looking to see what the trends are.
Exactly, yeah.
So this is one, you brought in one that you think is going to be big this year.
Yeah, so the toy fairs actually all happen in January, so...
So
another 3 weeks now and we'll be at the toy fair. So there's a big one in London and a huge one in Germany. So the one that I brought in that's the big one for this year is called Tilt and Shout.
Right.
So that's new for this year and it's a really good family game where you are shouting out examples of a category against your opponent and the first person who can't think of an example of the category loses.
Right, I'm making my way around sit beside Ruth. What I'm looking at here is a sort of a seesaw type thing with tubing in it. And you have a metal ball.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, the object of the exercise is for me, obviously, if the metal ball falls out of my side, I lose. Is that it?
So I want to win the ball. So you're trying to win the ball.
Oh, I'm trying to win the ball. Oh, so the winning zone.
You have a category card. Okay. So I'll call out the category card and we have to say an example of what is from that category. Okay. So celebrities who go by one name. So I'm putting the ball into
And I start.
You can start.
Okay. Bono.
Twink.
Beyonce.
Cher.
Who? Moby.
Gabo?
No. Madonna. There I've been.
Yeah. Prince.
Oh, very good. No, you've won.
I think my Gabo one was a bit dubious there. I don't know. That could start fights on Christmas Day.
Here, let's do one more. Okay. That was a bit. Yeah. That was. I'm going to do this time. Okay. Whoa. No, I'm going to swap that because that's not good. Okay. Sports played on or in water.
Water polo.
Swimming.
Canoeing.
Windsurfing.
Surfing.
Sailing. So competitive. And that's the problem, I suppose, when you're surrounded on Christmas Day or St. Stephen's Day or that period of time between Christmas Day and New Year's, and you're surrounded by people, and there's a bit of competitiveness, and then you say Gabo and people say that doesn't qualify and you go it does qualify and then
they say you can learn more about a person in an hour of play than you can in a whole month.
Right.
Yeah.
Go on. I'm intrigued because you study this.
Yeah, I think people's true colours come out actually when you're playing with them.
Yeah. So Tilt and Shout, that's a great one. And it's so straightforward and there's a bit of physicality about it. I really like that. But it's just a two-player
game. Only you can play in teams. And what you can do is so you say it, then the next team member comes in behind you. You're not even waiting for your turn. So really fast one.
We used to have a thing back in the day called a compendium. Of games,
yes.
Compendium of games. This looks like something similar, a modern version, mini game party.
So mini game party, yes. So there's 101 games in this. You're playing in teams and this I'd recommend for older kids or teenagers. Really, really fun, really, really silly. I will give you an example of one of the mini games that are in it. So your team has to build a tower. But you have cups on your hands and you have to build the tower with the cups on your hands.
Okay.
And all right. The bits that you need for the game are inside it.
Yes. Sorry to say, Ray, but even though we love the frustration game, we've since moved on to Sorry. It's like the older game Ludo, still at the same fun to be had. So is there a name? Sorry. There's a game called Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah,
which brings on to Cluedo as well. Do you like Cluedo?
Cluedo, yeah, Cluedo's still really popular. All those kind of classic games now as well. You can get the junior version too, so you can get them for kind of 4 and up now, which is nice. And I think parents really have a nostalgia to games that they've played when they were kids. You know that they, you know, if you did play Monopoly, like you probably want to play it with your kids. It's just as nice memories.
Yeah, but Ruth doesn't like it. Trivial Pursuit, does that still exist?
Trivial Pursuit is very popular. Nice. Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend it because, well, it depends on who you're playing with. If you've got someone who is like really into general knowledge, it's not fun.
Yeah. What about Blackboard Jungle, the board game?
That was a great
This is brilliant. The sock game.
The sock game I absolutely love. And I love the sock game because it's really inclusive. So if you've got younger kids or people with additional needs, it's a great one to play that the whole family can play together. You've got two socks. So each team has
very large socks.
Yeah, yes. Really cool, funky socks. And inside the socks, there's loads of different objects. So it might be like a golf ball, a cube, like a rubber ball. There's loads of different bits inside it. You spin a spinner and whatever the spinner lands on, that's what you have to dig inside the sock for and try to find
just by feel.
By feel, you're trying to beat your opponents, and then there's little challenges that you have to do as well.
That sounds like a game you could make at home.
It is.
You could actually make it yourself. I've bought my 5-year-old grandson the Operation game. Can't wait to play with him. Zzz. Remember that? Oh, there's the other one. Remember that one?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Buzz off.
Buzz off. And they're great for fine motor skills. That's the teacher in me coming out. But you know, they're super ones for that.
That's my favourite memory of the Late Late Toy Show. Gayborn, or Gaybo as you call him, getting members of the audience down to play Buzz Off.
Yeah.
And it was probably the age I was at and whatever was happening in my life at the time, but it's just a lovely, warm, fuzzy memory. We love Bananagrams. Brilliant, says Betty.
Yeah, Bananagrams is great. It's like Scrabble, but it's a more fun, accessible version of Scrabble. I'm terrible at spelling, so I don't like Scrabble, but I do love Bananagrams.
And the one we were talking about outside, that it's a sort of a numbers version of Scrabble. What's the name of that one?
That is Rummy Cub.
Rummy Cub.
Yeah.
Odd name.
It's a classic. It's a German one.
Is it?
They're really big into the board games in Germany.
But it's a good one. We play that during the summer. So Cogs Toys and Games in the Stephen's Green Centre in Dublin, and they're online, cogstoysandgames.ie. Ruth Roberts, happy Christmas. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Who won there? Did I win both times?
I think you might have, Ray. Say nothing. The Ray.